reading the other day a statement came across by Mark Twain. And he rather famously quipped, "It ain't those parts of the Bible that I can understand that bother me. It's the parts I do understand." And I must have read that probably 10, 12 times during my life. But for some reason, that just jumped off the page at me. So that's the basis of where I'm going with the lesson tonight. I'm not exactly sure what he was talking about, because I don't know what he understood and what he didn't understand. And there's a lot of the Bible that I don't grasp. I think that's true of everybody. But I got plenty to do with what I do get, what I do understand. And here's tonight, one of the parts I understand. God wants us to do what he says. Period. In the discussion. Now, it's easy to get lulled into a sense of complacency and forget these basics sometimes. If you go to James, the second chapter, starting with verse 20, I think that's what James is trying to emphasize here. And James is a definitely in-your-face kind of a guy. He doesn't pull any punches. And he shows just exactly how serious he was in this passage. James 2, verse 20. "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Did you see the faith working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which said Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? Now listen close. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Also, it doesn't do us much good to have faith if it doesn't show it in our daily lives. Not much good. It doesn't do us any good. As a matter of fact, we're simply fooling ourselves. But it reminds me sometimes that God tests people's faith by telling them to do something that doesn't make any sense at all. Logically, reasonable sense. It doesn't work. Let's look at Abraham. God commanded him not only doesn't make sense, it was also completely contrary to God's nature. Did Abraham trust him enough to do something that in his mind was sinful? Well, the answer is yes. He was ready to. Did he believe God strongly enough to offer a child sacrifice? A horrible practice. A horrible practice that he turned his back on when he walked with God. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. By this point in his life, he had learned to trust God. Just do whatever he says, because it's right. Now, that's not hard to do when it's a relatively low sacrifice. It's easy to follow Jesus when the road's smooth, when things are going well. But I think God's more interested in something much more substantial than that. He wants to know if our faith will lead us to do something more significant than attend worship services, smile pretty, and act Christianly, if there is such a word. I think he wants to know, do we have real faith? Genuine faith. Life-changing faith. God-honoring trust. The kind that obeys even when nobody else is there. The kind that obeys even when what God says doesn't make sense. Even when it's something different from what we want to do. Even when it hurts. James' major point in this passage is that there is no such thing as a faith that doesn't obey. That's a faith that's dead. That's a faith that isn't at all a faith. Where's our faith? How do we act when there's nobody else around? How do we act when it's just us and God and we say, but God, surely you can understand? Because if there's one thing that human beings are good for, it's self-justification. We can justify just about anything. If I can eat that extra piece of cake, then I'll be full of sugar and my mind will be flying and I can think so much better and I can get so much more done and nonsense. Nonsense. God wants us to obey. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Obey in our homes, obey in our workplace, obey in our neighborhoods. And maybe one of the most difficult ones is to obey when we're alone. He wants us to obey. The question we need to ask ourselves and to honestly answer for ourselves is, How am I doing? Because I want you to know, and I think you already do, God knows how you're doing. You're not hiding it from Him. How are you doing? Ask yourself that question as we stand and as we sing.